I'm Akhil Ahmed. I'm the head of religion at the BBC, and I'm a professor at Middlesex University. Well, it's very interesting. I mean, if you use the Ottoman Empire as an example, I mean, it's a very big empire. It's, you know, 500 years. So it's not, it had different elements within those 500 years. But one of the things that we can look to as Muslims and people around the world, full stop, and Europeans as well, is to look at the tolerance that it had at particular stages, not at all stages, but at certain stages, and particularly to look at Sarajevo as a city, to look at Istanbul as a city, there was, and Jerusalem, and to look at the fact that when people talk about the amount of Arabian Jews that were living in the Middle East and how they had to leave to go to the State of Israel, we never ask the question, what were they doing there in the first place? They were there because the Ottomans invited them in. There were reasons why people in Eastern Europe and the reason in the Middle East who were Christians remained as Christians is because the Ottomans didn't ask them to convert on the numbers that would have happened in other parts of the world. So there were elements of them that we all can learn from. The thing is, they were multicultural in the sense that you didn't all have to be of one faith, but you had to subscribe or believe in one thing, and for them that was Ottomanism. And as long as you believed in that, you had an identity, and that identity was not dependent on nationalism and was not dependent on faith. And I think that's one of the things that we have forgotten about in the last 100 years, the last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever you want to describe it as. We have forgotten what the things that we should, that should bind us together. You know, countries like Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, wherever you come from, you know, just because you have a different faith or maybe even speak a different dialect or whatever, the fact of the matter is your humanity and your identity, as is it that shallow and small that you can throw it all away simply because somebody prays to another god? And I find that's the thing that we could learn from the Ottomans and from what they gave us.